Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. Big day for me. A life's work condensed into 3 pages. I think I've done it. I think I've condensed 25 years of work into 3 pages for you. The sheer essential. The 50 laws of natural health. It's idiot proof. It's foolproof. If you'll just listen. If you're just willing to let go of your delusions about what it takes to heal, I think I can move the ball for you. It's up to you. The 50 laws of natural health. Soon to be the ebook, soon to be the webinars, soon to be the seminars, soon to broadcast on all levels, in all forms, forever and ever. Because I don't think it's complicated. I think the problem for the American public, as it relates to their chronic illness, is that they're locked into misconceptions about what the task at hand entails. I don't think you're being taught. And I think I'm in a wonderful place to make that statement. So here we go, the 50 laws of natural health. Number one, don't focus on your symptom. Don't focus on your disease. Don't focus on even relieving your pain. Just build your health, and your body will figure out the rest. Simple, right? You're nodding your head, right? Wrong. Wrong. That's the only way for me to say it. I have to be politically incorrect, unfortunately, to get you to understand that you are focusing on your symptom. You're constantly revolving all your life and health choices around your disease, around relieving your pain. And that's the trap. We've taught you to do that. I'm not even going to talk about allopathic medicine here. I'm talking about holistic medicine, natural medicine. What we have taught you to do, and this is delusional, is to engineer your return to health, to get to the other side of your chronic symptomology, to get to the other side of your disease by saying, here's a list of my symptoms and what do I do for each of those symptoms? And when you do it, you buy it, you try it, you read it to get rid of your pain, to get rid of your disease, to make your tests look better. However you measure improvement, it's all about reducing your symptomology. And if it's not any better, then that approach didn't work. And you're sold your version of rehabilitation that way. We teach you that you're supposed to say, doctor, I have a headache. What can I take for my headache? Well, take this herb. Do this cleanse. Buy this gadget. Do this thing. Natural medicine, unfortunately, purports this delusion. We advocate a delusion to you that what you buy is going to fix your symptom or cure your disease. Here's the anti-cancer herb. Here's the herb for your fix your joint pain. Here's the herb for your skin condition. And I'm telling you right now, that is not the way to do it. Because it sets you up with a bad attitude. Because it teaches you to make your choices based on your health, based on your symptom and improving your symptom instead of building your health. They're not the same thing. While you're trying to fix your low back pain with each and every herb or exercise or whatnot, you're not addressing your weight. You're not addressing your sleep. You're not addressing all the laws of natural health I'm about to enumerate. Because you've decided, because we've sold you on the notion that what you ought to do to fix your back pain is find that magic herb, or do that magic thing, or buy that magic gadget, or entertain this magic technique. It does not work that way. And what you forfeit in the meantime, over the years, locked into your chronic syndrome, looking desperately for some new herb, new formula, new cleanse, new doctor, new gadget. What you forfeit while you're on that hunt is the fact that you're not building your health. You're not taking care of your sleep. You haven't lost your weight. You haven't made yourself happier. And watch now how I enumerate. So here's law number one. Don't focus on your symptoms. Just build your health and your body will solve the rest. No truer words were ever spoken. And I have seen people over the years intuit this, just walk into it that way. And I've watched people, not often, because few people have this attitude, and that's the problem. But I have seen people who just understand this attitude. They just inhabit it. They lucked out. They were born that way. And they can dig themselves out of holes, out of health concerns that you wouldn't believe. It really is the foundation to the wondrous miracle we call healing. You're not getting it on radio. You're not getting it from the literature. You're not getting it from most of your doctors. You're getting it from me. Because I'm not having it any other way. And you don't know me, but I have sacrificed much to tell you these things. The 50 laws of natural health. Let's continue. Here, I'll throw one down. The coffee enema. You're going to stick a tube up inside your intestine. And that coffee and its chemicals are going to absorb through the mesenteric veins up and into your liver. And you're going to purge massive amounts of bile on a regular basis. Many of you have heard of coffee enemas. Some, of course, not the case, but most of you have. And those of you who browse the internet to get to this show, you've heard of the coffee enema. That's not the law of natural health. I said master the coffee enema. I didn't say do the coffee enema. I didn't say read about the coffee enema. I didn't say perform the coffee enema. I said master it. This is what mastery of the coffee enema means. When you do a coffee enema, what comes out of your body has to be yellow or green, or yellow and green with a very foul smell. You see, these laws of natural health are not just recommendations, things you should try. They're qualifiers. Built into each law, as I've designed it, this is the 50 laws of natural health. This is number two. As I've designed it, you just don't go through the motions. You have to master the task, and I've given you ways to know if you've mastered the task. So while even those of you who have heard of coffee enemas might be nodding your head, oh yes, you're familiar with them, you've done them, you do them every day, none of this is relevant to me. If I'm going to be able to help you, what you're going to have to accept is the fact that what you think you know, you may not know. You have to give me that. So I'm talking to you now out there that knows what a coffee enema is, and I'm talking to you out there that's done them, and I'm talking to you out there that's done them regularly. When you look in the toilet, is it yellow, green, and does it smell really weird? Because if it doesn't, you aren't doing coffee enemas. You're just going through the motions, but you're not getting the results. Now, you got to be honest with yourself, because we're going to keep going today, at least for the next 20 minutes, and forever on after that. You have to ask yourself, if you do a coffee enema, do you hit the physiological mass point? Do you get the result? There's only one result. And if you're not getting it, then it hasn't happened. And you need to acknowledge that and then to change it. So number two, the 50 laws of natural health. Have you mastered the coffee enema? Which means, have you heard of it? Are you doing it? And certainly you should. But are you doing it correctly? And certainly you must, or you're wasting your time. You're living in delusion. And the way you determine authenticity from delusion is what's in the toilet bowl, yellow, green, and smell bad. Like stuff that you don't normally smell. Yes, I know, gross. You know it's gross when you keep it in you. You know it's gross when it produces disease. It's not gross when you examine it to give yourself radiant health. Number three, having a crystalline clear perception of what it feels like when you shift the autonomics to the parasympathetic side. Now, anybody that listens to this show has a sense of that. But of the people that listen to the show that have a sense of that, very few have a sense of what it really means in your body. It's no original statement to claim to heal. You must ground. You must build the matrix of your health out of shifting in to the parasympathetic side of your nervous system. You must. But what that means, unfortunately, again, is the source of consistent delusion. And you cannot afford to be in delusion when you have illness. When this is happening, what you're going to feel when you stretch, when you breathe, when you eat, when you move, when you've really shifted your nervous system to the parasympathetic side, you're going to feel a constant, relentless, streaming sensation of warm, I'll call it lava, of warm water, of a warm, pleasant, euphoric pulse moving throughout every part of your body. If you don't know what I'm talking about right now, you're not going to heal until you do. And if you think you know what I'm talking about now and you're nodding your head, be careful that you're not being delusional. There is nothing more prone to delusion than thinking you're having a shift that you're not having. Now, I've analyzed this for 2 decades in hundreds and hundreds of cases. And I'm telling you right now on air to your ears that you have to be very careful about thinking something that may just be a figment of your imagination. When I say that when you've shifted the autonomics to the parasympathetic side, the foundation of health, one of the great laws, breath, motion, stretching, eating, living is going to consistently drive like water, like a surge of warm water, like a current, like warm lava, a strong, pulsing, pleasant, euphoric producing sensation through every part of your body, filled with euphoria, almost like you're talking to God. That's what it is to shift yourself into the parasympathetic side of you. This is a prerequisite for health. Nothing works without this. And this is consistently overlooked in all forms of medicine. And this is consistently diluted. In other words, on any given day, I could line up every single yogic, every single Tai Chi master, every single Qigong master, everybody that uses terms like the autonomic nervous system, and have them nod their head as if they know what they're talking about, and they do not. Okay? I'm just going to give it to you straight. I don't care if you like it or you don't. I'm telling you straight. For the sake of your health, for the sake of natural medicine, that there is only one way you nod your head in compliance. And that's when consistently, relentlessly, overwhelmingly, you produce a massive rush of a warm current. This is a physical thing that moves to every single cell in your body. Rarely do I meet people who actually live this. More often than rarely do I run into talented people who can, with training, begin to produce this. But you have to be very careful that you're not deceiving yourself as you nod your head. Now, when I lay these out, they'll be laid out as laws. This is law number 3. It's called balancing the autonomics. And for your interest, and I can't get into it too heavily in 20 minutes, but for your interest, unless those magnetic fields are properly pulsed to the cell will not absorb the herbs. It won't work. In the end, everything you do to get over your disease, to get over to your illness, to get on the other side of your chronic symptomology, everything you do is in the interest of getting you balanced in the nervous system. And again, you could look that statement up on Google right now and find hundreds of people that agree. But I am sorry, it is only rarely that anybody really understands what that means functionally. And I indict the entire profession of natural health, of Western medicine, for their failure to do so. I want you to understand, because if I plant the seed correctly and you're honest with yourself, more people than you think will understand ultimately what it is to live like your animals. Your animals are doing it. Live like your animal, your dog and your cat that you pay unlimited amounts of money for to keep happy. And what you're really doing with your animals is getting close to the only real piece of life that you can touch. And that's a sad commentary on our culture. But that is what your animals are doing. Your animals have a practice that keeps them doing exactly what I just described. Close to that is number 4, opening the breath. We talk about this in yoga class. You can read numerous books on it. You can read the incredible diversity of ways that you can approach what we call opening the breath, learning the dynamics of breath, of taking a breath. And this span is to every single culture, every holistic model. Everyone in natural medicine has a sense of this. I'm going to cut to the chase on it. You've opened your breath only. Now, I said only. That means you put it in quotation marks. That means you boldface print it. That means you color it differently. And that means you enlarge the font. Only. When each and every stretch, yoga stretch, you perform, okay? When each and every movement you make, when taking a breath in that process creates a feeling as if the inside of your head is expanding like a balloon, you over there, listening right now with some degree of indignance, because you teach yoga, or you've paid top dollar to learn how to breathe, or you have some sensei from some foreign country. I only ask of one thing. When you take a breath, do you truly feel like there is a balloon inside your head expanding rapidly, dramatically, and producing a massive endorphin rush? Do you feel after that breath has been breathed that your weight shifts drastically? Do you feel that your entire body softens and becomes liquid? Is that what taking a breath does for you? And if the answer is yay, and you're honest and not delusional, beware. But if the answer is yay, and you're not delusional, then join the club. Then congratulations to you. Then kudos to your instructors. If it truly be that when you take a breath, you feel like a balloon is expanding inside your head. It doesn't take a lot of imagination. And if it's happening, you will know it. Don't stay in your head. If you're in your head when I say this, it already means it's not happening. But we have to qualify what it means to open the breath. We cannot say we have opened the breath until we've qualified it, until we've stipulated it, until we've put quotation marks on it. You see, guys, that's the problem with natural health. Everybody can use the same words and mean very different things. And most of the variation is based on delusion. It's what I always loved about boxing, about growing up on the East Coast, going to the gyms with that spurious claim that you could fight. Well, if you could, just show us. And when you consistently got your head knocked in, then you had to ask yourself if you could really fight. If you thought you could throw a punch, well, then people had to fall down when you hit them. If you thought you could take a punch, then you had to smile back when you got cracked over the skull. In other words, built into the system was a way to measure the efficacy. In the real gyms, in the real dojos, in the real boxing centers in the United States, if you make a claim, I can throw a punch, if you make a claim, I can take a punch, it doesn't take long to find out whether or not you're in reality. But what about the claim that you've opened your breath? How do we know? See, this is where science hasn't gone. Certainly I have gone there. Certainly there are ways to know. Certainly you can hook up machines that measure physiology, because any time you make the claim that you've opened the breath or you've shifted the autonomics, it will measure out in your different physiological functions, digestion, the dilation of the arteries, so on and so forth. But we don't have these machines. Where are you going to go? Go buy one on the corner? You're going to go to your doctor and ask him to measure? You have no way of knowing. In Broadstream, in the yoga studios and Pilates places and the breath centers and the rest of it, there's no way to measure. So we become delusional. And the reason I'm so adamant about this is because in our delusion, we fail then to enjoy the sacred gift we've been given. The 50 laws of natural health. Now you get my point. The 50 laws of natural health. I'm going viral with this now. I'll be doing a webinar. I have a lot of people who aren't able to come to my school and who can listen on the webinars. And I'll begin my first webinar. I have people all over the United States. I have people in the Middle East. I have people in Indonesia. I have people in Europe. I've been doing this a while. I have a list who have never been able to be served. I'm changing that now because this is cohesive. This is the product of a lot of work, a lot of time, and stories I couldn't even begin to expect you to understand. The 50 laws of natural health. Shifting the sleep pattern to a dead sleep. Oh, we all know about sleep. Yeah, we know about sleep. 5 straight hours. No, my friends, you don't know beans about sleep until you shift the sleep pattern to a dead sleep so that you awaken. When you awaken in the morning, it's uncomfortable to remain in bed. That's bold face print, my friends. It's uncomfortable to remain in bed. You haven't slept the night's sleep you need to get yourself out of the hellhole you've fallen into until you sleep dead. And when you awaken, it's uncomfortable to remain in bed, meaning your body is bounding with energy. Your adrenaline reserve has been filled to the brim, and you have to get out of bed. Until then, sleep will not take you to the place sleep was designed to take you. Oh, but I get five straight. Oh, but I sleep 9 hours, except I'm up every 2 hours urinating. Yeah, I used to get up 3 or 4 times, but now I only get up once. Here's what our politically correct culture has to start to embrace. It's okay to say, you've improved, and that's wonderful. 5 straight hours, better than less. And getting up once is better than getting up 3 times. But it doesn't cut it. Sorry, it doesn't work. I want you guys to be with me on this and really understand what happens when we start to lower our standards from what I described. When we lower our standards from a dead sleep to where when you open your eyes, it's uncomfortable to remain in bed. When we lower our standards, and carry me, follow me on this point, when we lower our standards, then you take the sleep issue and you check it off and you just keep going. You keep going to heal that tumor. You keep going to heal that chronic back pain. You keep going to heal that autoimmune disease. And when someone says sleep, you look at the list and you go, oh, I checked that off. No, you haven't. You haven't checked it off. You shouldn't check it off, because sleep will not deliver to you with the impact that sleep was designed to deliver to you, unless when you open your eyes, it's uncomfortable to remain in bed. Now, I've done 5 laws. I have 50. We'll see you next week. Ta-ta.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.